Because the Word of God is inspired of God, because the Bible is alive and powerful and sharp, because the Word of God is able to make you wise unto salvation, because in the heart it is able to keep you from sin, we are again today sharing with you the wisdom of God as revealed by God the Holy Spirit through the wise man of old, Solomon. From Proverbs chapter 3 today, we share some of his 3,000 Proverbs. He says, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life, and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth, and from the first of all of your produce. So your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord, or loathe His reproof. For whom the Lord reproves, even as a father the son in whom He delights. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For its profit is better than the profit of silver, and its grain than fine gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, He established the heavens. By His knowledge, the deeps were broken up, and the skies drip with dew. My son, let them not depart from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and adornment to your neck. Then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden fear, nor of the onslaught of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, 'Go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it,' when you have it with you. Do not devise harm against your neighbor while he lives in security beside you. Do not contend with a man without cause, if he's done you no harm. Do not envy a man of violence, and do not choose any of his ways. For the crooked man is an abomination to the Lord, but he is intimate with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. Though he scoffs at the scoffers, yet he gives grace to the afflicted. The wise will inherit honor, but fools display dishonor." May the Lord bless this portion of His Word. May it be that to you which your soul needs for today. For just a moment, let's look at a paraphrase of that same scripture reading. If you want favor with both God and man, and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. I trust, friend of mine, you know the God of wisdom, even our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." If you don't trust Him today, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you will be saved. Amen. Amen.